This evening, my topic is the Christian. I may have got this a little wrong, but we'll go with it. The Christian and his influence to win souls, or using your influence to win souls. Seeing we are Christian, we'll go with Christians. Over the last couple of weeks, there have been pictures, there have been slides to help you to focus on the lesson. I don't have any pictures, and I don't have any slides, but I hope that I can ask you to allow me to use the blackboards of your minds, that I may somehow can bring you a picture that you can be able to focus on what we're talking about this evening. But we want to go back a ways and see if we can bring this up to where we are now. In Genesis chapter 2, beginning at verse number 7, the Bible said that God created man in his image and in his likeness. So God breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Someone said before man became a living soul, man was a dead soul. And that's true. After God made man, he's just laying there. Until God breathed into the nostril, he was dead. But when God breathed into the nostrils, he came to life. And we drop down a little bit, we see that God commanded, verse number 16, God commanded the man, saying that he could eat off of every tree of the garden freely. But the tree of knowledge of good and evil in the midst of the garden, the day this man eateth, he shall surely die. Verse number 18, the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet. God calls Adam to go into a deep sleep, and God took a rib from Adam's and made woman. When God made man, he made him from dust. When he made woman, he made him from a rib. I'm not trying to say anything, ladies. I didn't say a thing. But I'm sure Adam must have explained to Eve what was expected of them from God. And we're going to see that a little later on. And in chapter number 3, here he come. Old sneaky snake. I don't know what Eve was doing while she was in the midst of the garden. I don't know where Adam was, that he wasn't, not you, Adam. I don't know what she's doing. But see, sometimes you can be in the wrong place at the right time. Where was Adam? Don't know. And there's Sneaky Snake. The serpent said to the woman, has God said ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Eve, a snake is talking to you. That ought to be a warning. Get out of there. Eve. Has any other animal talked to you? That ought to be a warning. But listen. Listen what she said. We may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it. Now, we didn't get that earlier, but now she's saying we're not to touch it. Lest we shall die. And the serpent said to the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know it that in the day that ye eat thereof, then shall your eyes be open. Now, we want to stay with that. Or you want to hold your finger on that one. Your eyes will be open. Okay? And you shall be as God, knowing good and evil. And the woman said, and the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eye, it looks real good, and the tree was be the desire to make one wise. She took the fruit and ate. Her eyes was open. Open to sin. Sin entered. But you won't hear that right then. Sin entered. And she gave to her husband with her, and he did eat they both ate. And the Bible says, Adam and Eve was naked. Their eyes were open and they was naked. Seeing their nakedness, seeing good and evil, knowing good from evil, knowing right from wrong, that sin of disobeying God change man life that day. Their eyes was open to sin. I can just imagine. Focus with that mind now. Eve, your eyes open. Eve, you naked. Eve said to Adam, Adam, not you. You naked. What is naked? We're wise. Uh-oh. I heard somebody coming. Let's hide in the bushes. God came along as he normally do walk with Adam. Adam, where are you, Adam? Adam said to God, we was naked, so we hid. And God said to Adam, who told you was naked? Uh-oh. We want to fast forward a little bit to Matthew chapter 4. Jesus goes to John to be baptized. Not because he had any sin, but to fulfill the scriptures, that the scripture may be fulfilled. And after coming up out of the water, he was led into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Here's that old sneaky snake getting ready to come on the scene. But see, the devil knows when to strike. Bible says like a roaring lion. When you look at some of those world kingdom or animal kingdom or some of those pictures of the lion, when he's going for his prey, he's real sneaky. He's watching. He knows just how much distance he needs in order to get his prey. He's getting closer and closer, real easy, to the time is right. Then he strikes. His prey cannot get away from him. He got him. But Satan knows exactly when to come to Jesus. A day passed, 2 days passed, 40 days. Knowing Jesus, probably hungry by now. He probably thirsty by now. He probably tired and this and that. He knows when to strike. He came to Jesus. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command these stones made bread." See, when you're hungry, you want something to eat. Bread is probably pretty good if you like bread. I love bread. What did Jesus tell him? "It is written." Jesus throwing some Bible on him. "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Satan is persistent. He don't give up. Then Satan taken him up into a high city, sitting him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down." Satan's going to throw some scripture. "For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and their hand that thou shalt bear up thee, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a rock." Satan is persistent. He's not gone yet. Jesus said, "It is written, again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Again, the devil taken him up into the exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdom of the world and his glory, and said unto him, "All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Jesus said again, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him alone shall thy worship, shall thy serve." The Bible said Satan left him. He had enough for the time being. That's an example for us. It is written. Are you following me? It is written. In other words, the Bible says, when you're talking to folks, don't just say something. The Bible says. The Bible said it. It is written. Want to fast forward a little bit more. John chapter 3. Jesus meets a man by the name of Nicodemus. The Bible says that Nicodemus came to Jesus by night, and he said to Jesus, "Rabbi, we know that God be with thee, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except for God be with him." Jesus said, "Except ye be born again, ye cannot see." You can take your finger off that now. Except you be born again, you cannot see your eyes open, you cannot see the kingdom of God. When you have obeyed God, when you are a child of God, your eyes are open spiritually. Adam's eyes was open to sin. Our eyes can be open spiritually to God. Spiritual things. We can see clearly spiritually things. Not physical. Spiritual. We're physical, but we can see spiritually after we went down into the water. Nicodemus said to Jesus, how can a man be old, enter his mother's womb a second time to be born? Jesus said, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of spirit is spirit. You can't see spiritually unless you went down into the water. John chapter 4. I'm trying to get there. John chapter 4, Jesus will meet the Samaritan woman. As Jesus passing through Samaria, being weary in his journey, Jesus sat on the well. And about the sixth hour, there coming a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said, give me drink. The woman said to Jesus, how is it that thou being a Jew, ask drink of me, a woman of Samaria? For the Jews had no dealing with the Samaritans. Jesus said, if you knew who you was talking to, you would have asked, and he will give you living water. Water that can live inside of you. The woman asked, sir, you have nothing to draw any water with. How are you going to give me some living water? I don't know if most of you know what a well looked like, but it's a big round pipe going down into the ground where the water is. And usually there's two type of buckets in order to get the water. There's one bucket that you probably normally use that you let with a pulley and a rope, you let down into that pipe to get the water, bring it up. And there's another one where you got a long pipe with a little stem in it, has a little handle. Most of the time it stays at that well. With a rope already on it, tied to the side somewhere, that when you come along to get your water, you let it down into that well. When it get down into the water, that little float raises up, the water go up into it. When you pull that bucket up, it closes, and you bring your water up. She said, you don't even have a bucket. How are you going to give me some water? Jesus said, whosoever drink of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drink of the water that I shall give shall never thirst. But the water I shall give will be water springing up in him everlasting life. The water that Jesus has can bring everlasting life. That's what the world needs. Jesus is the Word, John chapter 1 and 1. Jesus is the light, John 1 and 5. Jesus is the shield, Psalm 3:3. Jesus is the rock, Psalm 18:12. The world needs Jesus. Brother Frank, when are you going to get to the lesson? I'm just about there now. If I can find where I am. Got so many papers, I don't know what's what. Jesus is our example. Jesus was a soul winner. Luke chapter 19, verse number 10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save the lost. The world needs Jesus. There's a lot of lost folks out there. That's where we come in at. That's where we come in. Jesus is not coming back to save anybody. That's where we come in. We need to be that example, as Jesus was an example. Matthew chapter 28, verse number 19, Jesus said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And after you baptize them, you need to teach them again. Teach them to observe all things. Whatsoever I have commanded you. This is not just something we read. This is something we need to do. We need to teach folks. We need to be an example for folks. We need to let our light shine. We need to invite folks. That reminds me of a story. Said a man, he had a parrot. He wanted to teach the parrot some new words. So the man, he took his parrot to a bar. And he set the parrot up so the parrot could see everybody in the bar. So the parrot checking out everybody. The man said, bar. Bar. The parrot said, bar, bar. So the next day was Sunday. He took the parrot to church. He hung the parrot up so the parrot could see. Parrot, he's looking. If you have a parrot, you probably know that. So the man said, church. The man said, church. The parrot said, bar. The man said, no, parrot, church. The parrot said, bar. Same folks, same folks. The same people he's seen in the bar was at church. Watch our example. Watch what people are watching us. We have to be example. You invite somebody to come to church, and they come here to church, and they see the person up singing. They see the parrot up singing that they just seen at the bar. What are they going to think? What are they going to think? We have to be a Christian. We have to live like that. People are watching us. Something they tell you. You're supposed to be a Christian. People are watching, and you don't know who's watching. We have to live our life as a Christian, as God would have us to do, according to God's word. We can't live any other way. We can't do it. And Let us get busy. Let us invite people. I know that sounds a little scary sometimes. How about starting with family? We all have some family members. We all have some family members that's not a member of the church. We need to talk to them. We need to invite them. We need to be the example for them. They're not going to come here and you live in all kinds of ways. Jesus said he went to his own and his own received him not. Everybody, we know that. We know everybody. I don't like telling this story, but I'm going to tell it anyway. My father was a Christian. He was a song leader in the church for years. I don't know what happened. I was a little kid. I don't know what happened. But what I do know is he would bring us to the church building. He would sit out in the parking lot in the car, but he would not come in the building. I don't know what happened. My father died about 15 years ago, I believe, something like that. I know where he's not at. That I know. According to God's word, I know it. If you die out of the Lord, don't think you're going to heaven. You got family members not a member of the Lord's church, they're not going to heaven, not in that condition. Jesus said it came to seek and to save the lost. Well, who's the lost? Those that are not in the church. We need to be that example. We need to be that influence to those that are lost, those on the job. I did 42 years on the job. 42 years. Some of you probably don't know what I did, so I'll tell you what I did for a living, which paid my bills. I was a letter carrier. I know everybody know what that is, because you go out to that box every day looking for your mail. You know what that is. But my job, I walked from house to house. I didn't drive. I walked from house to house. 500 deliveries that I had to get done every day. There was days, no one can testify to this, there was days I could hardly get out of bed. But you know what? I never missed a day of work. I never called in sick. That's an example for them. How about an example for Christians? What kind of example can we leave for Christians? What kind of example? 42 years, never called in sick? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I got all kinds of awards at home for the good job I done. But you know what? People on the job did not like me because I came to work every day. Why don't you take off sometime? God bless me. God give me that energy. God does it. It wasn't me. God did that for me. So why would I waste all of that? God bless us with health and strength every day. What are we doing with it? We can give out tracts to people. And we can tell them if we give them the tract, if you have any question, come talk to me. Let me straighten you out. Let me help you a little bit. Remember Philip and the eunuch? If you don't understand something, we can talk about this. But we got to believe what the Bible says. There's no other way to get to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming unto the Father. You're not getting up there except you go through him. John chapter 1, verse number 1, the Bible said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word. That's what we got to believe. That's what we got to come to grips with. Be an example. Letting our light shine. Nobody likes a light. It didn't put it on the bushel. What be the purpose? We come here Sunday morning for Bible class. We come here for worship service. We come here Sunday evening for service. We come here Wednesday night, week after week, month after month, year after year. It's time to turn the bottle loose. It's time to start talking to somebody. Get off the bottle. You know what, about 2 years old, you get that kid off the bottle. Why? He need to get some better food. We need to get off the bottle. If we wouldn't come here all the time, we should be ready to go out and teach somebody something. They say a picture is worth a thousand words. With the picture. If you're not the picture, you got a thousand words you know from the Bible. A thousand words. Each one of us can do something. Whether you're a picture, whether you're the light, whether you're the example, whether you're giving some tracts, whatever it might be, to help someone along their way. There are souls being lost every day. You want to go to heaven? Can't get that by yourself. Jesus said, when I was sick, you didn't come visit me. When I was naked, you didn't clothe me. When I was hungry, you didn't feed me. He said, Lord, when did we do all that? When you did it unto the least of these, my brethren, you did it unto me. When we don't do, you're doing it to Jesus. One other thing we could do. We could tell someone about radio station. There's a Church of Christ that comes on every Sunday, 7:30. We're usually getting dressed, so I tape it every Sunday. Usually Sunday evening or sometime during the week, we go back and watch it. Tell them about the church service. Channel 27. Channel 47, every Sunday, it comes on. If somebody who can't make it to church, they still can get some Bible. They still can hear God's word. Oh, those guys are real good, too. Every Sunday. I may have to erase some of them, but I got some of it on tape. But listen to them. Tell somebody about them. Tell them about Jesus. Another story, real quick. There was a man, he had to pass by this house every day going to work. And there was an old man sitting on the porch as the man passed by. He would say, good morning, sir. The old man wouldn't say a word. He said, good morning, sir. The old man wouldn't say a word. The next day he come by. Man sitting on the porch. He said, good morning, sir. Old man wouldn't say a word. So the next day, he said, he won't say good morning. He's not saying anything. I'm not even going to say good morning. So he passed by the house. Just by the time he got to the end of the house, the old man said, hey, you didn't say good morning to me. He said, what? I passed by and said good morning to you. You don't ever say anything. He said, don't you worry about me. You just do what you're supposed to do. And when you're talking to folks, that's what the attitude we got. We just do what we have to do. Matter if they say anything to us or not, you do what you have to do. Tell them God's word. If they don't, well, hey, you did your part. Speak. Sometimes we don't want to speak to folks. Speak. Like this man. Speak to them. If they don't say anything, hey, if you keep speaking out. When I used to be at work, there are some people who would say a word to me every day I pass by. Give me my mail. But you know, after years, they start to speak. They were some of the nicest folks. They were on a hot day, they would bring me out some cool water. They have a pop, real cold pop for the towel on, sitting out there on the porch just waiting on me to. I don't drink pop, but since you, I give it to somebody. But that's the example I was showing. Out of the 500 customers I had, I treated every one of them the same way. I don't treat anybody any different, the same way. I'm going to tell you. Brother Fire said this. I love each and every one of you. You may not ever say that to me, but I love each and every one of you. I'm going to tell you while you can smell the roses, while you can hear it, I love you. I want to see you in heaven. I'm trying to get there. And I hope you are trying to get there. And I hope we all are trying to help somebody else to get there. Because if we're not, none of us going to get there either. And there is some folks that only you can reach. Put in some good word. That's what Jesus wants you to do. That's what he came here to seek and save the lost. He gave us this word so we could do that too. He's our example. We're trying to follow him. That's what he was doing. I know sometimes we feel ashamed. Sometimes we feel afraid. And sometimes justly so. The world is getting evil. Real evil. Killing folks for no reason. And I'm not talking about just on. Sometimes it's family. Son killing fathers for no reason. Daughter killing mother, she wouldn't let her go out. Is that a reason? Whether it is or not, it's not gonna keep you out of it. That's no excuse. God will not accept excuses. Time for us to stop making excuses and start getting to work. I hope together we can start doing God's work together. Trying to get to heaven and trying to help somebody else to get there. I had a paper at home. I forgot to bring that paper. Some of you might get that paper. It's called the Christian Chronicle. Anybody get that paper? Anyway, in that paper, it has churches all over the world. I get amazed when I look through it. Wow, I didn't know it was a church in that country. There's somebody over there teaching folks. We're not probably not going over there. We need to be teaching folks right here. This community. In this state. Teaching folks about God. Because a lot of folks don't know God. A lot of folks know God, But they don't know them the way they should. Some folks have zeal. We don't even have that. I used to see Jehovah's Witness on Saturday on my route every day, every Saturday, knocking on people's doors. I have never seen on my route 500 houses in the Church of Christ out there trying to knock on somebody's door. One time, I could have lost my job. I had that zeal. I said, I ordered some tracks. The post office says you cannot deliver, you cannot leave that in somebody's mailbox except a stamp is on it. Well, I got my route together, so I put one in everybody's. See, we have a case sitting there with every house number on your route on. I put one in every house, and I went out to deliver it. And my supervisor said, what? Hey, you know you can lose your job for that? I was just trying to help somebody. That could have cost me. But I was doing what God asked me to do. Trying to help somebody to know Jesus. I think I probably talked long enough. We're going to end our lesson with a prayer. Shall we go to God in prayer?